Welcome back to our Ayers and Ayers pregame show ahead of Lincoln Lutheran and Malcolm, the Class C1 quarterfinal at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Ryan Swanigan with you as we are now joined by the Malcolm head coach, Amber Dolliver, who is back at state with this Malcolm Clippers team that is just firing on all cylinders. And it starts with two of your daughters, Peyton and Hallie, and just how great is that having those two just do what they do up there at the net?
They both understand the game really well. They've been in the gym since they were little, so they just understand court awareness, where to hit the ball, so they're kind of our leaders offensively. But honestly, our whole team has stepped up over the last 2 weeks. We've seen some big production from right side Laurel Johnson as well, and so we're just kind of coming at you from all parts of the court, so hopefully we can put all the pieces together.
You mentioned the hitters. I want to talk also about Allie Blair, who I feel is probably one of the most underrated setters in the state. She is easily, obviously, statistically top 10, and I think that she has earned that. I think she's top 5. Do you agree?
She's had a breakout year. Last year she got thrown into that role mid-season. We switched from a 6-2 to a 5-1, and she just kind of rolled into this year, and she's just got tons of room for improvement too. So she gets her feet to the ball, she can put up a good set to our hitters, and so she's just gaining confidence every game. And yes, statistically, when you've got hitters, you can put up a lot of assists.
In terms of the defense, this team, like so many in the Class C1 field, keeping that ball off the floor is the biggest thing, and your squad does it better than most, in all honesty. How big of a factor is that going to be in this first match at state?
Yeah, so I talk to our girls every day at practice and before every game, control what we can control, and that's the service game and the passing game. Pretty much every team in C1 has big hitters, and they're going to get the ball on the floor, but the team that's going to win is the team that's going to get the ball up and keep that thing in play. So we talk about serve receive, getting our feet to the ball. We talk about defense. We switch up our defense almost every game we play. We never play the same defense. We never go to the same spots. We read their hitters, and the whole goal is if we can keep it up, we're going to wait for the other team to make a mistake and put that ball up to our hitters as well.
You mentioned reading a team. You get to read Lincoln Lutheran for a second time this season. You had them on your court in that tournament, and it was a great match. Went the full three. That's three sets that you get to see Lincoln Lutheran and figure them out. What's the plan of attack here today in this match at state?
I would say we are a different team than what they saw back in September. We have changed our lineup and our rotation. We have kids in new positions. One of my starters wasn't even suiting up for varsity when we played them the first time. So Clara Ladman starting at middle, and she earned a varsity spot mid-September, and she's going to step on the court and do some good things for us in the middle, which moves a bigger block to the outside with Laurel Johnson. And so, we played a good game back in September, but I feel like we have a better rotation, a better lineup, and we've got a lot of different things that Lincoln Lutheran probably didn't expect from us early on, so we're going to see if we can keep them on our heels and not on their toes.
Right, there you go. Last question for you. As I said, you've been here before so many times. 2 years ago you were here. Hallie was here. Laurel Johnson was here. A couple other players were also here to experience, and obviously it wasn't a win. It was a hard-fought match, though. How big is that experience of 2 years ago? How big is that play into today's game?
Yeah, I think for those girls that have been here, it's confidence stepping out on the court and knowing what to expect in this environment, in this big of arena. Honestly, I talked to the girls all week and even this morning and just said, when you step out on the court, just take it in. Take in the moment, take in the atmosphere. Our game will come. There's going to definitely be some nerves, but those leaders are going to be confident and push our girls. Everybody else will settle in as the game goes on, and hopefully we just come out on top.
Coach, congratulations on making it back here. Great season, and good luck against the Warriors.
Thank you.
Amber Dolliver, head coach of the Malcolm Clippers. We'll take a break, come back with more pregame show right after this.